Welcome to Short Vart on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. I know many people are very disappointed and saddened that they were unable to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. It's a common thing and a great schus for those people that are able to do it. But unfortunately, due to the current situation, it's just not a reality. And I want to give a little bit of a consolation or share an unbelievable insight that hopefully will pick up some of those people who are somewhat sad to not be in Eretz Yisrael and give them a greater understanding in how they could bring Eretz Yisrael here to Chutz La'aretz. You know, there's a special tefillah that's recited before we enter into the sukkah. And it says the following, U'sezakenu leishev yamim rabim, Hashem, help us merit to sit for many days, al ha'adama ad maskeidesh, on the holy, holy soil of Eretz Yisrael, b'avaydascha b'yirascha, through serving you and through fearing you. And the great Ma'arid of Belz used to say in the name of his father that what this tefillah is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite kindness gave people in Chutz La'aretz the opportunity to have a little tiny microcosm, an oasis of Eretz Yisrael in their lives. And that is the sukkah. By walking into the threshold of our sukkah, our tzila de mehemnusa, Hashem's divine presence, we are able to walk into a little tiny 10 by 10 or whatever it is of Eretz Yisrael itself. And similarly, we find also in the Ramban speaks about Eretz Yisrael and he speaks about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the fact that Eretz Yisrael is different than the rest of the world, that it's a land where Hashem himself is the choreographer of everything that happens. And in our sukkah as well, that is a little tiny oasis where when we walk into our sukkah, we are able to feel and able to experience that divine hashkacha pratis, that divine inspiration, and that divine providence. And we need to understand this. Maybe many of us were planning on going to Eretz Yisrael, and sadly and unfortunately, we weren't able to. But the more time we spend in our sukkah, and the more we try to feel the kedusha and the holiness of the sukkah, the more we try to feel Hashem's presence in the sukkah, the more we can bring Eretz Yisrael into our own sukkah. So let's go into our sukkahs, let's live there, let's learn there, let's eat there, let's elevate our lives in our sukkah, and with Hashem's help, He'll give us an opportunity to have a glimpse of Eretz Yisrael, a feeling of Eretz Yisrael within the confines of our very sukkahs. Hagut Ma'ir Ma'adim L'Simcha.